This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you want to win the Jubal Show's trip to the Caribbean, you got to listen at 8:10. Ryan is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Jennifer. Ryan, thank you for coming on the show. Hey, before we get into the date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Jennifer?
Oh, God, it's been, what, a few weeks, I believe, now?
So that's definitely getting ghosted then.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can figure out what's going on. How about you tell us how you guys met and what happened on the date?
Okay. So we met on Hinge, if you know what that is.
Sure do.
And, okay. I figured you would. And, you know, we went to dinner and then... You know, that we had a nice time at dinner, you know, nice conversation and stuff. And after dinner, we went to a different place and got some ice cream, you know, just talked a little longer and stuff. And then when it was over, we parted ways. But what I thought was a good sign is we shared a kiss before ending the night.
That normally is a good sign.
Yeah. At the end of the night, I mentioned about a second date and she said that that would be cool. So that's kind of why I'm a little confused about not getting a text back or anything.
So did you reach out to her again after the date then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've texted, you know, a few times and stuff and haven't heard anything. Maybe it's because I mentioned the second date, but I was really excited to take her to a museum that we were talking about that night on our first date.
Well, I think mentioning the second date is always a good thing because that's your intention. You want to see her again because then she would know what to do with that. Was there anything leading up to the kiss, like while you were getting ice cream? Did anything happen that may have been kind of a red flag for her?
I mean, not that I can think of. It all seemed, you know, once we were done with the ice cream and stuff and we were parting ways, it just seemed natural. You know, you're standing there and there's kind of that little lull and it's quiet and you lean in and she reciprocated. So, yeah, I thought everything was fine.
Did your kiss have any tongue?
Was it a good kiss?
I mean, I thought it was a good kiss.
Describe it in great detail, please.
No, this is a serious question.
Yeah, no, for real, though.
Did your kiss have tongue?
No.
Okay.
So that could be a good thing or a bad thing?
It's medium. That's usually not like there's a lot of fire.
I see.
More of it's more of like a polite... Was it an open lip kiss? I'm sorry I'm asking so many questions about the kiss, but it does signal what her intention is. Because I've just given a kiss at the end of a date, even though I didn't wasn't feeling it. Yeah. It was more like a
peck on the lips.
Yeah.
You know, grandmas do that.
But
so like, you know, just a little thing of affection, like, oh, that was fun.
Was it like a kiss from your grandma?
Yeah. Was it a kiss from your grandma or... Or a grandma that's not your grandma that wants to kiss.
Oh, okay. Probably don't answer because that's a lose-lose for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But there was a kiss. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I think the kiss, it definitely wasn't a quick peck. I thought it was, I guess you'd say, appropriate for the time. It wasn't just a quick peck. We held it for a while.
Okay.
You know?
All right, cool. Well, we'll try to figure out then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of the first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Ryan is on the phone. He's getting ghosted by Jennifer, and we're about to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Ryan, before we call her, though, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your time with Jennifer?
Yeah, sure. So we met on Hinge, and we set up a dinner date. We went out to dinner. Had some nice conversation, thought we had a nice time. We got some ice cream after, and we shared a kiss before ending the night. And then, you know, before she left, I brought up about a second date to this museum that we were talking about during dinner that we both liked. I've been texting her with no reply. So
we'll see if we can figure it out for you, okay? Here we go. We're going to call her right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jennifer, please?
This is?
Hey, Jennifer, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jennifer. My name's Nina. I'm here, too, on the show.
Hi.
And here.
And I'm Victoria.
The what? The who? Show? The what?
It's called The Jubal Show. It's a radio show. We do a segment on our show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with somebody and then end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you.
You did?
Yes. It's from a guy named Ryan.
Ryan. I mean, I went out with a guy named Ryan the other week, but I don't know why he would call a radio show.
Well, he is just a little concerned because he never heard from you after the date. So we're just checking in to make sure everything was okay and see why you're not responding to him.
Okay. So I recently moved here. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't lived here all that long. And so I've been kind of trying to connect with people and meet people. So I've been going out on a whole lot of dates. And I love to go out, but I don't know if Ryan's like the guy. Like, I didn't feel a real connection with him, like, at all.
Oh, really?
Hmm. our conversations were kind of bland. Like, he talked about himself like a whole lot and didn't really ask about me at all.
Okay.
And then felt a little like weird because we went out for dinner, then we went out for ice cream, and he brought up a second date, and I didn't want to be mean, but then he kissed me, and it was not good, let's just say. It was like wet.
So we talked to him, you know, and we asked him some questions. He thought that you guys had a really good time. He was really into you, and he thought that the kiss was nice. So your experience, it was, and it was wet?
Yeah, it was like a... Like, I didn't want to be mean, so I kind of, like, held it there, you know, because I was trying to not hurt feelings. But it was an open mouth kiss with no tongue, so it's just kind of, like, wet. Like, I don't know if the girls there know what I mean when I say it's, like, a wet feeling on your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just the lips wet, not because no tongue.
Yeah, like, but it made, like, my whole face wet.
I do know what you mean. That's interesting. He was really doing some, like, fishy stuff.
Yeah.
There.
Was he, like, licking his lips a bunch beforehand?
Some people just have, like, really wet mouths.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know.
I guess.
Why? Is there a reason you didn't text him back to tell him, like, hey, maybe it's not going to work out or something?
I don't know. I just kind of didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I, you know, like I said, I like going out. I like meeting people. I just didn't feel a connection. And honestly, this is going to sound terrible, but I've been out with so many people that I forgot who is who.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so you forgot that Ryan was the wet kiss guy?
Well, now that you've refreshed my memory, I can't forget it, but you know, I went on like three other dates up, so you know, I just want to meet people and find a connection, and I just don't feel a connection with him, which is probably why I just put it to the side.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for being honest. Appreciate that. I need to be honest with you now and let you know that Ryan has been on the phone this whole time. He's been listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Jennifer. It's Ryan.
Hi.
Hi. Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. And, I mean, one of the things you said was the conversation was bland, and I talked about myself a lot. I did that because, you know, you were asking a lot of questions about me, so I was, you know, answering the questions. I don't know.
You kept
asking you lots of questions.
Someone asks you a question about you, you say, oh, and what about you? But you kind of never did. You just kept talking about yourself the whole time. And I didn't want to sit there and act like I was talking about myself the whole time. But basically, like, I would ask you a question like, where did you grow up? And you didn't even bother to ask me. It's so weird.
I don't know. I mean, it is 2023. You can easily just go, oh, and by the way, I grew up here, and I can't read your mind going, oh, does she want me to ask her questions now and stuff?
I don't know. I just feel like it's basic, like, you know, etiquette, conversation etiquette. You ask people about themselves as well. You try to balance it, and you just didn't. And I mean, that's neither here nor there. I don't know. I had to put you to the side, and I'm sorry.
Okay. That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it, asking questions back and stuff, but I gotta say, a little thrown off by your description of the kiss, the wetness of it. What?
Yeah.
That is, yeah, I've never heard that before.
Sloppy. Well, maybe sloppy. Someone being honest. Yeah, it was pretty sloppy.
I mean, you, sloppy, sloppy. I mean, sloppy and wet. We didn't even kiss with tongue. How could it be sloppy?
I don't know, man. Maybe you need to, like, practice or something.
Oh.
This isn't high school. I'm not going to use my hand like you see nerds in movies do.
Okay, hold on. I did that.
I've never had a complaint like this before. Look, my lips are appropriately moist. Okay? I know that.
Appropriately.
That means that I've never had a complaint before about the wetness, moistness, whatever you want to say, my lips, and I'm touching them now. They're appropriately moist. I mean, I don't...
Well, maybe what you think is appropriate moisture is not appropriate for me, Ryan. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you know...
Hey, real quick, I'll just interject. Jennifer, would you like to go on another date with Ryan? We'll pay for it.
No, thank you.
What?
Oh, okay.
Shocked.
Saw that coming. Well, good luck. I hope you find somebody that has appropriately wet lips for you.
Yeah, I definitely will. And Jennifer, good luck in your quest to find somebody with appropriately dry lips. Good luck.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.